Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help eye pain and eye lesions by improving lymph flow. This is really about lack of circulation. The lymphatic system plays a large role in maintaining your organs and your eyes. Your health problems have a common contributing factor, an acidic pH, and a compromised lymphatic system that is allowing cellular waste to build in your body or brain, or your eyes in this case, creating inflammation and disease. I'm going to explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification in and around the eyes to help your pain and lesions. For the past 23 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book was published in 2006, 11 years ago. It explains how cellular waste is building in our body because our lymphatic system isn't functioning correctly. And everything I wrote, diabetes, insomnia, Huntington's, Parkinson's, is all due to cellular waste. Exactly what I wrote in my book is coming true today. I've developed work to help relieve waste in the body and to improve lymph flow called LymphPractic. It really is about lymphatic system detoxification to help the whole body. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system wherever you live, as long as you have contact with a phone or Skype. When you understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment plant, you have a better chance of overcoming an illness, having a healthy and happy life. And that's our goal, isn't it? So what is causing eye pain and lesions? Well, I can tell you, when we have pain, a lot of that is due to pressure. So in this case, we're getting pressure in the eye or in the nerve, and this creates the pain. Eye lesions are closely associated with irritation, while others may be induced by exposure to harmful UVA and UVB sun rays. It is also possible to end up with an eye lesion after exposure to some pathogen. Be aware, waiting for too long and letting the lesion spread, if you're aware of a lesion, get it checked out, because everything always, you can help it much better when it's caught early. There are many reasons behind eye lesions. Most of them can be easily brought under control with antibiotics or eye drops or creams. Even warm compresses can improve circulation. I put warm compresses with a little baking soda and Epsom salt in it to help alkalinize the eye. But the heat really makes a difference. And, of course, you may need surgery. And remember, if you need surgery in your eye, you need to do pre- and post-lymphatic drainage sessions to improve your outcome in your surgery. A lesion is an abnormal change in the structure of an organ, really in the tissue. The cells have changed, and it could happen from injury or disease, and especially if an injury is circumscribed, meaning confined to a limited space and has a border. When lymph flow and circulation is impeded in the eye, it creates excess pressure in the eye and allows waste to build in the eye, which can create lesions or a nevus. Many viruses, again, when we have a virus, it's creating cellular waste in our body. It's like taking over, hijacking our cells and damaging them. So that creates a lot of cellular waste. So many viruses can cause inflammation in the eye and lead to eye lesions. Eye lesions really represent a loss of integrity of certain eye structures and their layers. Remember, everything is made up of cells in the body, many layers. They can be sometimes fatal, unfortunately, and result in loss of vision. Even though it is estimated that approximately 80 to 85% of eye lesions are actually benign, the rest of them could be associated with a serious medical problem. And this is why when you see an eye lesion or a problem, we want to get it checked out by your doctor. To me, understanding pH, which is whether we're acid or alkaline in our body, can make a big difference in how fluid is flowing in and around your eyes. Eye pain or lesions are about an imbalance around your eyes. And next week I'm going to do a talk on how most of our health problems are due to one imbalance. When you are overly acidic, your body doesn't clean as well. Everything constricts. Any part of the body can become filled with cellular waste, becoming toxic and inflamed. let's look at eye pain and lesions, understanding the lymphatic system and acid-alkaline balance, whether you're acid or alkaline. When your muscles in your body become overly acidic, they constrict and tighten. And you feel that often in your neck and shoulders, right? That really is acid waste building up there. But that's also a sign that your shoulders are becoming tight and neck, and that's going to limit flow out of your head, which if you've had a lot of dental work, if you've had TMJ, this can actually create the eyes to back up because we're having a backup in the body. So how the eyes are becoming acidic, how are the eyes becoming acidic and filled with cellular waste? It really is about one thing, lack of circulation. And that's really how most of our problems start. Lack of circulation through our cells. Our cells are alive, and they need good circulation of oxygen, nutrition, and they need to get rid of their waste. And if the lymph system isn't working, it's not doing that. In 1920, a Dr. Miller wrote that when a lymphatic system becomes blocked, the fluid will back up in the body. Your major lymph drains are in your neck. I talk about that all the time, right behind your clavicles, right at the base of the neck and top of the shoulders. When your shoulders and neck become tight, this can limit flow out of the head and eyes. Even a small backup can create a cellular damage over time. So what is compromising lymph flow and circulation? You must look at many things. Number one, what I talk about a lot is an overly acidic diet. We don't know that what we're eating is overly acidic. We're eating a lot of wheat, a lot of bread, pasta. We're eating rice. We're eating meat and coffee, teas, alcoholic beverages, sodas, all these things make us acidic. Now, dehydration, if we don't have water in our body, our toxins build in our body. Our water cleans us. Medications, many medications have been proven to deplete magnesium. So we have to watch even our medications. Viruses, we talked about how they can hijack your cells and make more waste. Sun damage, trauma, surgery, even stress. And these are just a few things that may limit your circulation. A recent study I just talked about found that when we are overly acidic, the body cells clump and aggressively, remember that, aggressively build in the body. And these clump cells limit circulation and the health of cells in your eyes. And when they brought the pH into a more neutral zone, they said the clumping did not take place as aggressively. It normalized. So an important step in eye pain and lesions, and really most disease, and taking steps to improve the body's pH, whether you're acid or alkaline. We want to be in balance, guys. We spend $50 billion a year on antacid and Prilosec, so we know we have an acid problem. But most people are slightly acidic and don't even know it. So we need to improve the body's pH, balance it to improve lymph flow and natural detoxification of cellular waste. When you're acid, you're constricted and not giving up waste. When we're more alkaline, we give up waste. I hope you understand the lymphatic system's role in health, because when you start seeing that, you'll see, as I do, that cellular waste really is the root cause of most disease. And that's what science is playing out now. Diabetes type 2 has been linked to cellular waste. Insomnia has been linked to cellular waste. Huntington's, Parkinson's, heart disease, everything. We have to start looking how everything is really about cellular waste. And over the past 40 years, there have been 30 or more books on how acidic pH is the root cause of disease. So how can we, and mine is one of the last books on that. The eyes, like all organs, has arteries, veins, and lymphatic vessels that complete circulation. But we don't see that when we look at pictures of the eye. We just see blood vessels and veins. But there really is a whole separate system, the lymphatic system, lymphatic vessels and nodes that must clean the eyes. Your body is always replicating itself. The eyes are always producing new cells. The old cells must be picked up by veins in the lymphatic system. And if we're slightly acidic, that's not happening as well. If your eyes are overly acidic, again, the tissues constrict, it tightens, limiting lymph flow and circulation. We just learned that when overly acidic, the cells aggressively clump together, creating more waste and inflammation that could create pain or an eye lesion. And this can really manifest into any problem. In eye pain and lesions, the tissues become acidic, constrict, and build up with cellular waste that inflames the tissues, creates pressure, build up of fluid. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, explains how an acidic pH is constricting your lymphatic system, allowing fibrin and scar tissue to build in the body, leading to many of our problems. I hope you are seeing, and I am, that an imbalance in your body is creating your eye pain and lesions and many of your other health problems. Before I talk about how we can help eye problems and some steps that we can take, just want to remind you, I work with clients who have cancer, Lyme, pain, brain issues, really most problems in Scottsdale, Arizona, because the lymphatic system is connected to every system in the body and must clean it, and it's not. So the work I developed is called Lymphpractic. It's care for your lymphatic system, and it really affects the whole body, and it's very relaxing. If you live outside of Arizona, I coach clients all over the world. Everyone benefits from understanding how to improve their balance their pH and improve lymph flow. Contact me for a free phone or Skype consultation to get your life back on track. When it comes to eye pain and lesions, the key is balancing the body's pH to improve lymph flow and circulation, which improves the health of the eye and surrounding tissue. Remember, we really are about, we're 100 trillion cells, and when our eyes or our cells can't get good circulation, they suffer, they become sick, and then the organ suffers. But it really comes down to the cell. So lymph flow completes circulation. When not working optimally, cells build in the eye, creating scar tissue. Balancing pH helps improve lymph flow, circulation, and natural detoxification. This is something that can benefit everybody. Now, if you take a few medications for high blood pressure, then you need to really understand how many medications have been shown to deplete magnesium. So if you're on 3 or 4 medications, and I have seen people on 14, 15 medications, then very hard to overcome your illness or your pain if you're not balancing your pH. I'm not saying stop your medications. I'm saying balance them with what we're going to talk about. So the goal is to balance the body's pH and improve lymph flow and circulation in and around the eyes. A big detox problem might be too much and might create more damage. So we really have to see how it's really about doing gentle, everyday lymphatic system detoxification. And who has better control over that than you? So a more alkaline diet of fruits and vegetables. I always tell you guys, I hated fruits and vegetables. I never ate them. I ate pasta, white rice, Chinese food, meat, and that was it. And I was very sick. So now I eat more fruits and vegetables, more alkaline grains. And it's best to eat healthy for 3 days in a row, because we drink smoothies or juicing and eat healthy, and we don't, you know, we eat a meal at night, we're sort of stopping that detoxification. So try and eat clean for 3 days in a row, eating mostly raw, and that makes a big difference. Daily light exercise is key to moving blood through your eyes. Deep breathing, if you're not deep breathing, we're not pulling waste out of our eyes. So deep breathing is so important. And good posture. You know, many people sit and slouch, and if we're sitting and slouching, especially in front of a computer, then we're backing up our lymph, and it can back up in our eyes, especially if we're on a computer a lot. So posture is so important. But diet really is the answer. If you're taking medications and you're still eating the same, drinking coffee and weed and meat, then we're not going to do as well. So be well hydrated. Water dilutes our toxicity and helps to remove cellular waste. Systemic enzymes are key. Systemic enzymes are powerful enzymes that break down scar tissue. I like one that's called Fibrenza, and it really has a blend of 14 different enzymes that are very powerful. And it actually goes in your body and will break down even old scar tissue and help to repair the tissue and improve circulation so it can heal. Omega-3 oil is very healthy. Curcumin reduces inflammation, so you should be including that. And magnesium, we're all deficient in magnesium, and magnesium supplementation helps to balance our pH. Now, gentle lymphatic drainage sessions really helps to directly improve circulation in the clavicles, the neck, face, the mouth, and in the eyes. And if you come in and see me, I'm going to teach you how to improve circulation in your eyes. Even place a slice of cucumber on your eyes for 10 to 15 minutes can make a big difference. Become proactive, improve your lymphatic system, and you'll see your life will change. If you have any questions, contact me at ossipinskihealthacademy.com. You can get there at lymphman.com, L-Y-M-P-H. M-A-N. If you need an acid alkaline food chart, it's on my homepage down on the bottom at lymphman.com. There's a link. And next Thursday's show will be on how most health problems are due to one imbalance that you have control over. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me. Have a balanced and joyful life.